Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Advocate Paul Hoffman is the director at the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa. Very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks. And thank you for the invitation to speak to your listeners. Good morning to them too.
So is there a way? Because the frustration, and we see it in Johannesburg, but at least here maybe there is some kind of a intention to fix some of these things. When you look at some of the other municipalities, it is an absolute horror. How do we hold them accountable?
Well, I suppose that if one has regard to the fact that we're a constitutional democracy under the rule of law, it would be a good start for more people to vote in municipal elections. Far too many don't even bother to register to vote, and far too many of those who do register to vote don't bother to turn out on the day. You get the government you deserve if you put no effort into choosing the government that you get, then it hardly lies in your mouth to complain about it. So I would encourage all of your listeners who are registered voters to turn out. And if they don't like any of the parties or any of the independent candidates who are in the race, then they spoil their vote in order to show that while they may have given up on politicians, they haven't given up on constitutional democracy under the rule of law. And they do remember that many South Africans sacrificed a great deal, including many who sacrificed their lives, in order that everybody can have a vote in an election. But that's the easy thing. You only have to do that once every 5 years.
Well, I think it is easy, but I think that's important. And I certainly didn't go into this conversation thinking of that as an angle. And I think that's important because, so I don't want to just sort of skip over it. It is vital. If you don't vote for your, during the municipal election, then you really don't have that much right to complain.
Yes.
Of course, you do have a right, but you really have less credibility.
It's part of the Bill of Rights. That's the next thing I would suggest people do. The Bill of Rights is a most remarkable part. It's Chapter 2 of the Constitution. It doesn't take a long time to read. It is summarized by us on the Accountability Now website in a handbook which is called Know Your Rights, Claim Your Rights. In a few pages of reading, you can acquaint yourself with what you are entitled to under the Constitution, and a lot of people will be very surprised to see how many of the aspects of the Bill of Rights find their niche in life in municipal delivery. The Bill of Rights says that the state, and that means everybody from the president down to the newest municipal councillor and in between, the state is obliged to respect, protect, promote, and fulfill all of the rights that are guaranteed to everybody in the Bill of Rights. And the way that that is done via the public administration is set out in Section 195 of the Constitution, which obliges the state to work efficiently and effectively using resources in an accountable way with transparency, with objectivity, in order to fulfill that obligation to respect and protect human rights. Now, that's easy to say, not so easy to do when there are dead fish floating down the main road of what used to be the constituency of former President F.W. de Klerk, for anything. What do you do when you find that there are potholes or blocked sewers or whatever? You don't start burning tires as your first port of call. Your first port of call, and it's entirely free, is the public protector, because a dead fish in the street is an indication of maladministration on the part of the municipality. Their cleaning services aren't working. Their sewer is polluting the water, which is killing the fish, and there is clear evidence of maladministration. The public protector is obliged to look into any proper complaint of maladministration and has the power, as we learnt in the Nkandla case, to order appropriate remedial action. So she can tell the municipality to fix the sewage works, to attend to the overflow, and to pick up the dead fish that you mentioned in your introduction. That angle is one that far too few people actually use, because too many people don't understand that all you really need to do is write an email or a letter, if you don't have an email, to the public protector initiating a complaint, which the public protector will then investigate, report on, and order appropriate remedial action. If you find yourself with a situation where it's not a case of maladministration of the municipality, but rather an infringement of or threat to your human rights. For example, if food isn't being delivered to the local school, if the human rights guaranteed in the Bill of Rights are in any way infringed or threatened, then you complain for free again to the Human Rights Commission, which will look into your complaint, put the relevant authorities on the carpet, and give you the opportunity of seeking redress via that office. If you're aware of financial shenanigans, then you go to the Auditor General, who has to audit municipal accounts, and you report to the Auditor General that it looks rather odd that the bloke is cleaning the verges, is driving around in the latest and most expensive SUV in town. That sort of maladministration of the finances of a municipality is endemic in South Africa. Many people become involved in municipal service, either on the political side or on the administrative side, simply to enrich themselves and not to serve the people. So that is something that you can take up with the Auditor General. Mm. If you're aware of criminality, you go to the Hawks or to the South African Police Service and you complain. All of these services are free. All of them are available to everybody. And you only go over to burning tires and dancing in the street when you have done those things first. That isn't happening in South Africa.
Right. In other words, what you're saying, if I have to summarize the whole thing, is active citizenry. Be responsible. Make sure as a first step that you vote. And after that, that you, if you don't like something, there are ways in which to challenge it and make a difference. And maybe you'll feel frustrated and maybe you won't be heard, but if enough people apply the pressure where they should, then there's a better chance of getting things sorted.
Yes, absolutely. South Africa is not a free-for-all. The politicians and the public servants are all constrained by the Constitution. They can only do what the Constitution allows them to do, and neglecting their work, stealing public money and simply allowing municipalities to fall into disrepair and ruin is not part of what is required by the Constitution. We set out to create a better life for all. We're not going to do it while public servants, municipal officials, and politicians are allowed to behave unaccountably and unresponsively. Their basic duty is to be accountable to the people. And if the people don't hold the politicians, the public administration, and the municipal officials to account, the people have only themselves to blame for it. You first of all, elect people that you think will do the job properly. And when they don't do the job properly, you complain about it. That is what active participative constitutional democracy is about. And it is very different to the authoritarian top-down system that we had before 1994. We haven't adapted properly to being active citizens, and it's because too few people have read Know Your Rights, Claim Your Rights, our handbook that introduces the Constitution to, it's like an owner's manual for the Constitution. So it introduces the Constitution. the people who should by now be reaping the benefits of the Constitution, not holding their noses as they walk down the street because there's sewage running in the street, and not stepping over dead fish in
So one of our listeners saying, but I'm complaining about the options available. He says, I can't find a candidate that I feel represents me. I always vote, but this time I really don't know who to get behind. None of the big parties, and I have no idea about the other candidates. It's a question that I keep getting, and so many people I speak to say, well, I don't know what to do. This party's that, and that party's this. It is a definite problem. I think maybe the way to do it, and I'd love your thoughts on it, is work from the bottom upwards. In other words, say, which party, do it by process of elimination, which party do I least want in power? So if that happens to be the ANC or the DA or the EFF, for whatever reason, cross that one, and then get to a point where it might not be perfect. In fact, it's wholly imperfect for you, but you vote for them nevertheless. What do you think?
Yes, what you're describing is called tactical voting. So you pick the best of a bad bunch. You vote against the party that you would least like to have in power, and you appreciate that by voting tactically, you are making your voice heard. You are using your right to vote, and you are giving a signal to the party in power that has not exercised power in accordance with its constitutional obligation, that they must look out. A lot of people stay away in order to do that. It's not the right way to do it. If you cannot bring yourself to vote for anybody on the ballot, spoil your paper, but at least get off your tail and go and vote, because if you don't vote, you're not going to be in any position to complain about what goes on, because you haven't sought to influence what is going on by actively participating in your basic democratic right to vote every 5 years in a municipal election and every 5 years in provincial elections.